Time now for your comments. Last week, Richard Harris reported that scientists finished mapping the genetic code of the Y chromosome. He said that men share as much DNA with women as they do with male chimpanzees. Dick Beeman of Manhattan, Kansas, says his great-grandmother made that discovery over 100 years ago. He says she often told her husband, "Uriah, I declare, I sometimes wonder whether I married a man or a chimpanzee." The report also said that the Y chromosome is full of palindromes, genetic sequences that read the same way backwards and forwards. Beeman says his great-grandmother was ahead of her time on that one, too, saying, "Uriah, sometimes I think you don't know whether you're coming or going." Raquel Dillon's story on motorcycles in New Hampshire brought back memories for Marcia Oder, a 60-something resident of Export, Pennsylvania. Oder says she grew up in Laconia, New Hampshire, home to the country's oldest bike rally. Her parents' house sat atop a hill about a mile from downtown Laconia. Every year, she writes, the kids in the neighborhood loved watching and listening to the zillions of motorcycles as they zoomed down the hill in full throttle. Our parents hated it, but she says her mother was very tolerant when she grew up and married her motorcycle-riding husband. Another family reminiscence from Jeffrey Corbin of Suttons Bay, Michigan. He was glad to hear Scott Horsley's report that the $2 bill may be printed again. Corbin writes, "My father always used a $2 bill as a wrapper around the bills in his money clip. When I went off to college, he handed me a supply, and I took up the habit. When he died, we found a stash of $2 bills in his dresser, a dwindling supply that I still use today for this purpose." Finally, a comment on Bill Siebel's story about the new opera, The Little Prince. Betty Wolpert of Central Florida says she thought the music sounded familiar, and she writes, "I hummed it to myself for a bit, and then it hit me. The melody sounds exactly like the Blondie song, Call Me." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.